For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is recycled stuff.
Let me tell you the truth about marijuana and why it's harmful to you. New studies coming out of the Netherlands have shown this dangerous drug to cause schizophrenia and other mental disorders. These new studies and others have been published in medical journals worldwide.
Stuff.
Marijuana is an addictive drug, which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death.
This is recycled stuff.
I think marijuana is the single biggest area of ignorance throughout the country, is that the marijuana today has higher THC content potency, and people have been starting at younger and younger ages. For the last 2 years in this country, for the first time, more teenagers have sought treatment for marijuana dependency than for alcohol. Alcohol used to be the single biggest problem because it was more available, kids started younger, and so it always was a bigger source of dependency among young people.
This is recycled stuff.
There is a problem with the war on drugs, okay?
John, there's a serious drug problem, right? There's a problem on drug campuses, there's a problem in our society.
Drugs are such a serious problem right now, and we really haven't had a serious discussion about it in years.
This is recycled stuff.
Drugs destroy lives and communities, undermine sustainable human development, and generate crime. Drugs affect all sectors of society and all countries. In particular, drug abuse affects the freedom and development of young people, the world's most valuable asset. Drugs are a grave threat to the health and well-being of all mankind, the independence of states, democracy, the stability of nations, the structure of all societies, and the dignity and hope of millions of people and their families.
If we're going to take it seriously, we have to make the penalty serious.
This is recycled stuff.
Indeed, recycled stuff. This reefer madness has been around for about 100 years. The truth is, the truth is never told. At least, not by agents of government. I want to thank Winston Francis for that report, though I don't think he had on his Harry J. Anslinger hat when he put that together. Once again, I want to remind any drug warriors out there, and that means police captain or above, any agent of the DEA, CIA, FBI, or Justice Department, any judge or district attorney who's willing to come on our program and explain the need for drug war, I've got $1,200 cash money, 12 Benjamins waiting for you if you can defend this drug war policy. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.